It's 4:30 here on Downtown Tuesday afternoon, and time for some basketball insight. For that, well, we turn to the guy with more than anybody else, John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hello there, John.
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm loving this start to the season by the Celtics. I haven't been perfect by any stretch, but finding different ways to get victories early on.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of the types of games they need to learn how to win all over again. Last night, they struggled shooting-wise early on. They didn't get the best offensive game from Jason Tatum, and they were behind for, you know, a lot of the game, lots of back and forth. But between that and the game against Detroit, where they lost a 23-point lead but managed to hold on, those are the types of games that are just as important as, you know, taking on the Knicks and having everything go right and blowing them out. They have to, I know it's a new season, I know they've done it before, but they have to kind of get back into the habit of like, oh, right, okay, this is the muscle memory. This is when this happens, we have these guys and all of that stuff. So it was actually good to see last night.
Well, and there have been stretches, a quarter, sometimes two, and they look a little flat, but they haven't really turned in a bad game yet, and I guess that's the encouraging thing.
Yeah, I mean, from top to bottom, they haven't had a stinker. And look, last season, they went a long time without having a stinker, and they will at some point. But I think the very encouraging thing is their ability to just kind of ride things out. One thing the Celtics team is very good at is understanding like the length of a game. That 48 minutes of basketball is such a long time that you don't get too caught up if, okay, we're down 8 in the first half or 15 in the first half or whatever it is. You just know that you make a little bit of a run, you can get 6-0, 8-0, 10-0 on a team pretty easily with these guys. They know it. So just to take your time. Don't overreact to stuff. If somebody on the other team is getting super hot, just, okay, try to defend it. But don't, like I said, don't overreact. And eventually, more often than not, they're going to find their way and get right on track. And that's kind of what happened in that game last night, where 80-79 with a few minutes to go in the third quarter. And then all of a sudden, something clicked and they Derek White goes off and Jaylen Brown's going off. And all of a sudden, the lead's up to 15 in a blink. So this Celtics team is very capable of staying the course and putting together a big run to kind of take control of the game.
If you have an alarm clock that wakes you up with a buzzer, you know, this kind of clocks, if it buzzes like that, does that mean that somewhere Peyton Pritchard is hitting a three?
If I had an alarm clock that sounded like a buzzer, Peyton Pritchard would show up just before it and throw water in my face to beat the buzzer.
Yes.
To wake me up is what he would do. He just has that knack. It's so funny because after the game, he's like, yeah, I kind of black out in this moment to let it fly. And I was like, man, your blackouts are a whole better than mine were at your age. he's just a, you know, the ice water in his veins, that type of, cliche. He doesn't care. He doesn't worry about his percentages. He doesn't worry about anything except this shot could be the difference between a win and a loss. And, you know, in that game, they're up, I think, 7 or 8 at the time, and that shot is a backbreaker because if Milwaukee goes into the fourth quarter down 7, not a big deal, and not like 10 or 11 is a big deal either, but sitting on the bench, having that shot go in, and your shoulders are slumped, and Doc's like, I told you we got to force this guy to the middle, and you let him go right. Like that type of stuff, it is a little on the demoralizing side. And any of those little moments where you're like, okay, we got them, their shoulders are slumped. If you can pounce on them at the beginning of the fourth quarter, which the Celtics did, all of a sudden a manageable 7-point deficit becomes a 15-point deficit. And now the Bucks are looking around like, what just happened to us? They don't have the shooters to kind of really pull out of that tailspin. Without Chris Middleton, it's very difficult. So, yeah, that shot was a big shot. The Celtics had momentum, but that really, really kind of solidified it for Boston.
John Corrales with us here on Downtown. And boy, game in and game out, Derek White just continues to look like one of the great Celtic pickups of all time.
Oh, man. It's so funny that when that trade happened, people were like, worried, like, oh, I can't believe they gave up that extra first-round pick swap way down in, I don't know, 2027, 20. I don't even remember when it was. It's still like 3-4 years away. Now, people are upset that the Celtics didn't give up more. I mean, Romeo Langford, the one pick, the swap, and Josh Richardson for Derek White, that was, at the time, people thought like, you know, it might be a steal, but this is like highway robbery. Like, they might want to go back and prosecute the Celtics for what they did to the Spurs retroactively. And it's funny. We're just talking about how in the Jason Tatum trade, when Danny Ainge got they had the first overall pick, they traded down to 3 with Philly because Philly wanted Markelle Fultz, and Philly gave Boston that Sacramento pick. And that ended up being the 14th pick because Sacramento way overachieved, and people were like, it's Romeo Langford, oh well. But Romeo Langford ended up being part of the deal that got Derek White. So technically, that draft got you Jason Tatum and sort of, kind of, in a weird way, Derek White. So things have worked out pretty well for Boston.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, tomorrow night they'll take on the Pacers. It's early still, but what's up with the Pacers? Off to a slow start, and what can we expect to see tomorrow night?
Well, slow start or not, I think we can expect to see the Celtics kind of, they struggle with these unpredictable teams like the Pacers. Now, Indiana has to kind of start over again and figure themselves out, and they are giving up a lot of points. They just don't look cohesive at this point. But we'll see. I think teams get up for the Celtics, and the Pacers have confidence facing the Celtics. Even though they got swept, they know that Joe Mazzulla called this their toughest series. So I would expect a tough game for Boston. I think it's going to be tougher than you would normally expect a 4-0 team versus a 1-3 team to be. I think Boston will, especially if they're not at their absolute best, they can struggle a little bit. And because the Pacers love to shoot and they can get those shots, if the Pacers catch fire, this could be a tough one.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, great talking with you as always. Enjoy the game tomorrow night, and we'll visit with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then. See you, buddy.
Thanks so much, John. John Corrales, every Tuesday right here on Downtown.